Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you have ever driven past Jan Smuts Avenue and actually driven past Kaya House, if you take a look right across our main gate here, you would know that there's a beautiful filling station run by actually one of the local oil companies, Sasol. But they have a wonderful forecourt called Pantry. Now, this is not free advertising for them, but the truth is you'll notice this when you drive past. Probably one of the most formidable, beautiful, on the slightly more expensive end of the cost range as a forecourt. But it's one that sees a lot of activity. It's here in the evening, there's usually a streamline of cars, sometimes not even pouring fuel, but just actively participating in the forecourt and the amazing offering that the restaurant has to offer. Whether it's a late night snack, whether it's a quick cup of coffee, or just a catch up between people and colleagues and friends that happen to take place at that time of the day. It is a hive of activity. And more than anything, it helps us understand and contextualize the activity we see at forecourts. Granted, different forecourts will have a different strategy based on their location, but it certainly is worthwhile to understand the business dynamics of forecourts, what makes them sustainable, what drives their profitability, and most importantly, to make sure that you and I as consumers, whilst filling up our tanks, checking our tires, getting our windscreens washed, will actually decide to walk into the store, purchase a few items, as a result contributing to their revenues. Someone who's got to tell us all about that is Andrea Duplessis, Retail Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Andrea. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea is correct, and thank you so much for that warm welcome, and also the great intro with citing the experience at the pantry.
Yes.
So I stay in Cape Town, but whenever I visit Johannesburg, I always find an excuse to drop in there because it's just such a fantastical experience.
It's a beautiful experience. It's one that's starting to cost me, right? The cups of coffee and occasional cakes there are costing me, so I'm slowing down slightly. But I'm glad that you put this into perspective, Andrea, because for many of us, when it comes to a forecourt, there typically is an experience, whether it's a forecourt that has a retail partner that we're familiar with, whether it's just quickly going in to get some water, cool drink, and a packet of chips, or like you say, the pantry, which is a full-on restauranting experience, really. So maybe let's talk about the evolution of forecourts in South Africa. And what continues to drive their growth?
It's such an interesting time to reflect back on what's happened with forecourts. I mean, if you think back 5-10 years ago, the experience, or if somebody had to describe to you your current sort of luxury experience at the pantry, it would have been unimaginable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly things have evolved to a huge extent. And I think there are a number of factors that have driven the and that are continually driving the change that we see in forecourt retail. So, I mean, a big disruptor was the pandemic. That certainly halted fuel sales. And also following that, a big change in people's lifestyles, ways of working. At the same time, lots of economic pressures. And that has resulted in a huge drop in fuel sales. I mean, over the past 5 years, we've seen a decline of -7.6% of fuel sales, which so what that says to us is fuel sales haven't recovered really to pre-pandemic levels even.
Nice.
But at the same time, if you have a look at forecourt convenience retail, the numbers are really interesting. I mean, in 2022, the convenience sales at forecourts increased by 8.5%. And just the previous year in 2022, it grew by 14%. So that's really very encouraging to see how the forecourt convenience stores are thriving, despite the fact that the fuel sales are not faring that well.
That's interesting. So we might have fewer cars, or perhaps we have smaller engines, so not filling up as much when it comes to our tanks. But we certainly are filling up when it comes to the forecourt experience. So picking up a few items, the cup of coffee, the pie, and cool drink maybe as a midnight snack. And I'm intrigued just to understand as well, as you say, this is a growing sector, despite the fact that fuel has taken a bit of a step back. Have we seen a growing amount of investment into forecourts? And who is that typically led by? Is it the retailer that calls the fuel station and says, hey, I'd like to partner with you, or vice versa?
Well, it comes from many directions, you know, and I think what we have to understand is if we look at big trends in retail, the number one driver of growth is always in response to shopper needs. I mean, at Trade Intelligence, we always say it's interesting to have a look at what's happening in the retail space. And we believe in South Africa in particular, the party that is driving the agenda in retail is the shopper. And if you look at how our needs for convenience have increased, I mean, it was sort of triggered by the pandemic, I suppose, but we want convenience any time of the day. And certainly the retailers are jumping to our needs and providing us with all sorts of convenience stores. I mean, if you widen your lens to the sort of retail sector, you can see the grocery retailers are launching more and more of these smaller convenience stores. You see a lot of activity happening around forecourts and a lot more convenience stores. I mean, over the past 5 years, there's been a 14.5% growth in convenience stores at forecourts. So it's certainly, I mean, it speaks volumes because we spoke about the decline in fuel sales, yet the forecourts are growing. And it's because it serves a need for the shopper. I mean, if you have a look at what the key shopper needs are, convenience is definitely up there. And as part of the Trade Intelligence Forecourt report, we did a bespoke shopper survey. And it's always so interesting to understand what is driving shopper behavior, what is happening in terms of their mindsets, and why is their behavior changing, and what does that look like? So, like I said, I mean, we firmly believe that the shopper is driving the agenda, the retailers are watching our every step and trying to satisfy our needs. So I think that's a big driving factor. Sorry, I was just about to go off on a tangent to come back to your actual question. Where is the growth coming from? It's a lot of that's happening through the forecourt partnerships. So we see a big growth in that sector, but also in the independent sector. So a lot of people see the opportunity for forecourt, but because of the decline in fuel sales, the focus is now more on the convenience retail. Well, certainly still on fuel. If you don't sell fuel, you drive as a convenience retailer at a forecourt, right? But the forecourt retail is definitely the convenience retail part is probably the most important.
So is it safe to say, Andrea, that some forecourts essentially make more money from the retail aspect versus fuel sales?
I think that is a bit of a stretch at this point in time. So if I say that that's the most important, I'm talking about growth opportunity because the competition is severe. If you just consider the fact that we've seen a decline in fuel sales, yet we've seen a huge increase in forecourts, it means that the competition is very fierce between the different retailers, right? From a fuel sales perspective, but also from a forecourt perspective. So it's a very, very tough trading environment. But because of this growing need for the shopper to have convenience, I think the business opportunity is definitely there. I mean, if you look at satisfying shopper needs, it's not really a nice to have these days. It's really seen as a business imperative. So I think that is a very important consideration.
So true. This is so intriguing. As you mentioned, I'm looking at these figures. 68% of forecourt shoppers buy takeaways and fast food brands that are available. 66% of shoppers also noting that the fast food brands are important to them. And this puts on a different perspective. Like, automatically in my mind, I'm thinking next time I drive past a BP that has a Woolworths, I guess BP with a pick and pay engine that has a Woolworths, or even seeing the likes of Astron Energy with the Fresh Stop. This puts things into perspective as to how our consumer trends are shifting. We want quick and easy service, pop in and out for that liter of milk, the loaf of bread, but also perhaps a full meal if that's actually what I'm inclined to do. And I'm intrigued by this because it almost seems as though not only do we want efficiency, but it also comes at a cost in terms of affordability. And it's typically been said that forecourts will always be more expensive than any retail store because of the convenience that's attached to it. Are we finding that as South Africans, despite perhaps the heightened price pressure or margins we need to pay, we're comfortable with it because of the convenience that we benefit from?
It's a very interesting one, and it's certainly something we investigated when we did a shopper survey. And the shopper acknowledges that they are anticipating to pay a premium at a forecourt, but they're quite comfortable to do so within reason. At the same time, something that was highlighted in our study was that the shoppers are definitely shopping around for deals and discounts. So they absolutely love a promotion if there's a combo deal between a little snack and a cool drink, or a 3 for 2 or a discount on something. Trust me, the shopper will sniff that out, and definitely that draws footfall. At the same time, if you have a look at over the past few years and the rising price or cost of food, and also the increased need for prepared foods, especially during load shedding, that's something that the forecourt stores have definitely capitalized on. I mean, you mentioned about the stats where most people that visit forecourts buy takeaways. I mean, it's cited as one of the key reasons. Why do people shop at a forecourt? The leading reasons are because they can shop there after hours, because they offer ready meals. I mean, 5-10 years ago, I don't think that would have been ranked at the top of the reasons.
Yeah.
Also, people see that there's a wider range of groceries available. So if you have a look at the different generations, so interesting to have a look at how the Gen Z shop at forecourts. It's a different shopper mission. So it's almost like a meet-up place. I mean, case in point, yes. The pantry. Ever thought we would be enjoying a flat white in a parking area of a filling station, right?
Exactly.
But yet, it's dressed up as an elegant experience. So it's very interesting. Times have changed, and how the retail industry are answering shopper needs.
I guess for forecourts that might be missing out on this opportunity, where it's just a filling station, they're not expanding, is this a missed business opportunity for them?
I think so, because if you have a look at the shifts in the industry, I was so surprised the other day reading an article about the Agrimark stores. So they've got the convenience stores, Agrimark Express, and they recently mentioned that they believe the forecourt convenience, specifically around convenience foods, is a space where they want to expand. So if the agricultural sort of retail industry is pouncing on the opportunity to sell more food at forecourts, then certainly it's a lucrative opportunity. So I would say, definitely something to look at if you're a fuel retailer and you don't have a convenience store yet.
Definitely. Andrea, this has been such a refreshing conversation for any of our listeners who are on the road right now and driving past a filling station. I think we'll be a lot more curious to evaluate the activity at the forecourt now. What are people buying? How long are they staying for? What items are available on sale? Are there places for you to sit? Is there a car wash perhaps nearby? And all of these are considerations we're going to bear in mind going forward now. Such a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and enjoy your next visit to the pantry.
It just might be tonight after the show, Andrea. They've been known to make a wonderful pizza there that I actually enjoy. So clearly I'm forming part of the stats that we've been discussing here tonight, right? Quick and easy meals that you can order and leave with. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. That's Andrea Duplessis, who's giving us some insight into retail insights at Trade Intelligence. Such a phenomenal conversation again, proving that business isn't boring and there really is a business story in every aspect of our lives. If you have yet to actually experience the pantry or perhaps some of the more esteemed forecourts in South Africa, this is not an advert, but just one for you to observe. It's certainly speaking to a shift in culture as to how we treat forecourts. No longer are you just popping in and out to buy your liter of milk and a look and a look and a look and a look. Whilst that still forms part of the fundamental, but it's so much more of a spend and an experience for South Africans to do a quick bout of groceries, order some takeaways, and as we know, for the livelihood of many South Africans to be able to make purchases at forecourts. Right? If you're a fuel retailer, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this one. We've typically spoken about the very low margins that you see in fuel stations and typically how they make up for that in the forecourts.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.